Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Bubba Ho-Tep.
Yes, we did.
By request.
Yes.
It is rated R, mostly for language, a little tiny bit of nudity.
Yeah, we did see some boobies.
Yeah. It was from 2002, and it was 92 minutes long. Directed by Don Coscarelli.
Yes.
It had 79% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
It had 57 on Metascore.
Oh.
And 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb. Which I feel like that's low.
Because it was kind of cute.
Yeah.
But it was an Elvis kind of movie. You know, maybe that kept people away.
I don't know. We were talking about the money. I saw two different numbers for the money.
As did I.
So what I wrote down was the estimated budget was $1 million.
Yes, I have that.
What I didn't write down was that some of the trivia said that the budget was about $500,000.
That's what I have written down, yes.
It's nowhere near $1 million.
That's a half $1 million.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference in money.
Big difference.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll split the difference and say $750.
Okay. I'm okay. But they didn't use a lot of money on stars. You know, they have our friend Bruce Campbell.
Right.
And they have Ozzie Davis, but that was toward the end of Ozzie Davis. So maybe he wasn't, you know, demanding as much money.
It could be.
As an earlier Ozzie Davis.
That could very well be.
You know, but the other people were just, I didn't know any of them, you know.
Except
the guy from Matlock. What did I say his name was? Daniel Roebuck?
Yes, which I didn't write that down.
That's the only actor that I even recognized.
I do show a worldwide gross of about $1.2 million.
Yes, I did that, yeah. Here's Daniel Roebuck. He's in the list. But like I said, did you even recognize that name?
No.
You know, so why would... I didn't write any of the names down.
Oh, I wrote a few names down. I did write that this... where did I write this down at? Only 32 prints of the film were originally made as part of a limited platform release. Only, only a few.
Wow. 32? You said theaters. 32?
Yeah, had it. And a few theaters paid extra for an extra print after the fact. So there were more than 32 prints made, but only initially 32 prints were made.
So that
to send out.
That $1.2 million the gross was what, from 32 theaters?
Yeah.
Wow. In that case, wow.
Mhm.
Okay. And when did this come out? 1980?
2002.
2002. Never mind. I'm having a rough day, Alexis.
I know.
You're just laughing at me. It's because we had our movie food.
Oh.
And it was so good.
It was ridiculous.
I ate. I am still miserable full.
Yeah, Mom can be rolled out to her car.
I don't know if I'll be able to fit in my car. It was Salisbury steak.
Who doesn't love that?
Well, we thought about nursing home food. So Salisbury steak that Lex made, and she made this gravy with it. Wow.
The gravy was the piece de resistance.
Wow. Mashed potatoes.
That were bomb.
Steamed veg.
That were steamed veg.
and a roll
that was delicious.
And my eyes were way bigger than my belly at 8 a.m. And I am miserable full from it. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see it. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Mom also made little ramekins of chocolate pudding.
I forgot about the chocolate pudding.
It was delicious.
You know everybody in Alexis, you've got everything in your cabinet to make chocolate pudding. And it takes less time to make it than it does to go to the store and get a box and read the directions and make it from the box. Do you have any cornstarch in your
cabinet? How do you think I made gravy?
Okay. Do you have any sugar around?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have some cocoa?
Probably. It's old, but...
It'd be fine. You got eggs in your fridgey? Oh,
of course.
You got any moo hanging around? Milk? Canned milk?
I got milk.
Any kind of milk?
I just bought milk the other day.
Then you can make a chocolate pudding.
Hot damn.
Or you can make a vanilla pudding.
Chocolate's my favorite.
It's that simple. And most people have all those ingredients. But yeah, but I never make it. I always buy a box of it too. Yeah. So what can I say? but for this, I thought that we needed...
Homemade.
Homemade, yeah. And it was chocolatey.
Oh, it was really chocolatey.
Yeah.
It was very good.
I did put a little extra cocoa in it. Sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm feeling kind of...
kind of throw up-y?
No. Stupid from... You know, being so full.
Food coma-y?
Yeah, food coma-y. Yeah, yeah, that's it. So I don't know what year it is.
Okay.
But anyways, 2002 money was different from 2024 money.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, it didn't cost $25 to go to the theater back then.
Right.
So to make $1.2 million... In 30 theaters, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so where were we? Sorry. I had to talk about that food right away. Because it was so good.
It was so good.
It was.
The basic plot is that when residents of a small Texas nursing home start dying of dubious causes, an aged man who may or may not be Elvis... And an African-American man who claims to be JFK discovered that the perpetrator is an Egyptian mummy with murderous intentions.
Yes.
He's trying to suck the souls out of these old people.
Yes. Yes.
That's what they discover.
Which I think is pretty darn fascinating.
Yeah.
And I thought that Bruce Campbell was unrecognizable as our friend Bruce Campbell.
Absolutely. The only time in... that he looked like Bruce Campbell is when Elvis goes to meet Sebastian Half. When the man is eating the blueberry pie. That's the only time Bruce Campbell looks like Bruce Campbell.
You thought so?
I thought so.
I didn't think that it was so much.
I thought it was.
Although I think when he was walking from his car, I don't remember Elvis being that tall of a guy.
Oh, well. How tall was Elvis?
Oh, boy. Are we going to start that again?
How tall was he? What does it say?
I just thought that when he was walking away from that car, I thought that he looked like a really tall guy.
How tall was Elvis? Elvis was only 6 feet tall.
Yeah, so that's not real tall. But I thought when he was walking away from that car, he looked really tall. But then on the other hand, maybe those, you know, guys that were with him were shorter and, you know, that's always.
But Bruce Campbell's only 6'1", so that's not that big of a difference.
That's not that big of a difference, no. No, unlike, you know, 6'2" Arnold Schwarzenegger. Wow.
You're never going to let that go.
I'm never. Nope, that's going to be our new tagline. On our show, you know, every week or every show, I'm going to have to say Arnold Schwarzenegger, 6'2". Okay. Yeah, well, whatever. But no, you know, and then toward the end, I thought that his face was starting to look a little droopy, you know, toward the end of the movie.
Well, yeah.
I thought that his prosthetic face was starting to look a little.
Well, could you imagine, like, if they actually filmed in Texas, the goddamn humidity?
Well, I thought that he looked a little sweaty the whole time.
Well, so did Elvis. Think about Elvis on TV. Always sweaty.
Oh, yeah, you are absolutely right. He was always
skinny Elvis,
sweaty looking.
Especially fat Elvis.
Well, yes.
Just sweaty.
Fat Elvis looked drippy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe that was just to make it look authentic.
Okay.
And not prosthetic.
But I was in.
Yeah.
I was totally in.
Absolutely.
And Ozzie Davis is John Kennedy. I was in.
Well, he explained that they had
dyed him.
They had made an incision in the back of his head and took out part of his brain and put in a bag of sand. That's what he's saying, like, the first time you meet him.
Yeah.
And when Elvis finds JFK laying on the floor, he sees that big incision on the back of his head. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did. Because he looked at that, and then he said something, but I missed it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they dyed him that color.
They dyed him that color, yeah. I'm okay with that. I was in. Just the way he carried himself.
Yeah.
And
the suit jacket over his pajamas?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
A man of that time, of course.
Yes.
Of course he would have stopped to put his suit jacket on.
He would not have gone out of his room without his jacket on. Absolutely. Absolutely. I was in. I was absolutely in.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought this movie was adorable.
It's very cute. And it's, you know, it's an old man alone with his thoughts for most of the day. And
yeah.
What do old men think about? You know?
What do old ladies think about? Yeah, exactly.
What does anybody think about when all they have is time on their hands?
Right. Ask me. I'll tell you.
The basic cast was Bruce Campbell, Ossie Davis, Ella Joyce, Heidi Marnhout, Bob Ivey, Larry Pennell, Reggie Bannister, and Harrison Young. Harrison Young was the roommate that died.
The first off died. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about a lot of people.
No.
And that's what I had mentioned at the end. The credits, the cast and staff were way more than the actors.
Right.
And I thought that was unusual. But really, the only people we saw were President Kennedy and Elvis. I mean, everything revolved around them.
Yeah.
And the other stuff was just happening. Yeah. Interesting.
So what do you got? I only got a little bit of trivia. There's only a little bit of trivia on this movie.
Yep.
I didn't write hardly. I only wrote 2 pages.
I got a little bit more than that. But I also did a little trivia, which you probably already have. So the little bit that I added of trivia, you know, you're probably going to talk about. But I did not find a whole lot on this director. He directed, produced, and wrote this show. He's best known for horror. I don't recognize this, but Alexis and you all might. The Phantasm franchise.
Yeah, with the tall man and the silver ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means nothing to me.
Here's a tall man with a silver ball. That
okay.
He did, like, the silver ball, like, can, like, fly at you and, like, turn into things to hurt you.
All right.
Yeah.
And Beastmaster. I recognize that.
Beastmaster.
Awesome. Yeah, from 1982. I don't, that was a sequel to something I wrote down, but I didn't write down a sequel to what. Surely something of the Phantasm series?
No, Beastmaster is totally different.
Okay.
The film is about a man who can communicate with animals and who fights an evil wizard and his army. That's what Beastmaster is about.
Ooh, okay.
It's got Tanya Roberts in it. She was a Bond girl.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She died a few years back.
Okay. That was a movie and also a TV series.
Yeah, Beastmaster. I know Beastmaster.
Yep. Yep. Cassarelli? Is that what his name is?
Coscarelli.
Coscarelli. He started his exploits in the movie theaters as a kid. He did films of his own with a little camera. And at 19, he was the youngest director to have a film distributed by a major studio. It was Jim, the World's Greatest.
Sure.
Whatever. And his first collaboration with Lawrence Rory Guy, a.k.a. Angus Scrimm.
Angus Scrimm is the tall man from the Phantasm movies.
Okay.
And right. I think he just died recently, 2016.
But, you know, he did a lot of collab with that guy.
Yeah, because there's, I don't know, 4 or 5 Phantasm movies at least.
There's a bunch of them. And I didn't write anything down about the films because I didn't recognize any of them. I mean, he did a lot of movies.
Oh, he purchased the film rights to horror novel and internet series John Dies at the End by David Wong.
Yeah,
that was something that has been in my world for a while. I feel like that was my ex-husband was into that.
But yeah, that was one of his biggest hits. John Dies in the End.
Because that was like contemporary horror.
Okay.
That was like right now horror at the time.
All right. Our movie was adapted from a short story by Joe R. Lansdale.
Yep.
It was also a big favorite at film festivals and fairly well received by critics.
Yeah.
So it amazed me that when this movie was suggested to us by Chris, that it was indeed a cult classic, because I didn't think that, you know, it would be. So I thought that was pretty. Oh, here it says he did 12 films.
Yeah, okay.
Like I said, none of which I recognized. You know, because this just isn't my thing. I just don't, you know. His wife is Shelley Kay, a costume designer. And she also collaborates with him in writing and stories and stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. He has a daughter who's well known as a vegan chef author. Her name is Chloe. I think that I recognized that name from when I watched a lot of food television, you know, and not that I would ever be a vegan because, you know, I do like eggs and cheese, so I don't think I could ever be a vegan.
Sometimes I just want a goddamn steak.
Well, and that
I'm
too.
I'm not going to eat a portobello mushroom cap.
No.
As a substitute. Absolutely not.
Although, you know, right beside the steak, that would be fine with me. But, you know, I do like a...
My whole argument against veganism, and, you know, feel free to disagree with me, is I have never seen a healthy-looking vegan.
You know, I have to come to agree with you.
Always very thin and a little gray.
And just too emaciated. Just
very thin.
Yeah. Plus, you know, God gave us all this good stuff to eat. Eat it all.
Yeah.
Eat it all.
I mean, I like, you know, I like lentils.
Yep. I do that for a while.
And to do like a meatless meal here and there is fine.
Yeah, more to the vegetarian side, not the vegan side.
Yeah, but...
Because I do like the eggs. I do like the cheese.
I would miss breakfast. Bacon and eggs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But right, you know, meatless Monday, that's fine with me. Meatless Wednesday, that's fine with me.
But I'm not going to do it every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm a meat
and,
eater.
And you're right. Every once in a while, I want a big old juicy dripping steak.
Yes.
The closer to the moo, the better. Because
well, not that close for me, but
I like it like that. So, you know.
Nice medium, a little warm pink.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, that's.
I'd take it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We have vegan. Ugh. I can't do it. First of all, I don't like enough vegetables to sustain myself.
I guess.
Like, I would starve to death. Like, for real.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
With me starving to death? How dare you?
No. Not being. I'm okay with that. All right. This was narrated by Andre Sagalinzio.
Yeah, something like that. I didn't write it down.
Sorry, sir. I wrote that down, and I was going to write it as a... Phonetically, but I didn't. And, you know, and I listened to... when does it talk about... When is somebody narrating? Oh, right there it is.
But it doesn't sound too much unlike Bruce Campbell as Elvis. So that's why I was a little confused.
Oh,
because I thought it was just Bruce Campbell narrating.
Nope.
But I did see in the cast list that there was an uncredited narrator.
Well, that's who it was, Andre.
Okay.
He's done lots of TVs and movies, video games. Video games also.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think a lot of voice actors do video games.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff like that, don't they?
Uh-huh.
It was critically received. And I have a thing about Rotten Tomatoes said in tongue-in-cheek that it's the best movie with the King and JFK. So, you know, yay to Rotten Tomatoes.
What other movie was Elvis and JFK in?
Right, well,
we've
already said that JFK and the King are together at the Burger King.
Well, and I had just, because I listened to that Knowledge Fight podcast.
Yeah.
And, like, they listen to Alex Jones and then decipher, you know, then they kind of fact check Alex Jones.
Yeah.
But they were listening to an episode where Alex Jones was talking to some crazy person that said that JFK was still alive.
Yeah.
And this was an episode from, I don't know what time period it was, but at that point in time, JFK would have been like 102 years old. And he's going on that like JFK is still alive. JFK is Q from QAnon.
Oh, okay.
And Alex Jones was just like, how is a 100-year-old man running an internet operation like Q? Which may be the only thing I'll ever agree with Alex Jones on.
But on the other hand, there was a guy on the news just recently, 105, that I wouldn't have thought that he was much past 70.
Really?
He was sharp. He was talking. He was talking about World War I. And, I mean, he was sharp.
Really?
So, it's all relative, I think. Why couldn't a 102-year-old man run Q?
Well, why would you want to?
Well, you almost made me speechless there. But I'll think of something.
Okay. So, you know, I can think of a lot of conspiracy theories that, like...
Who better to start these conspiracy theories than 102-year-old JFK, who's been dead for 70 years.
Okay. Sure. Why not?
Maybe it's only 50.
No. 63, 73, 83, 93, 2, 3, 13, 23. So it's 60 years.
Okay.
Why did I have to do that on my fingers? Why couldn't I have just done the math in my head?
Because we're both kind of still blurry from our breakfast.
What is happening?
I don't...
Do we need to start over?
No. We need to start eating less big meals for breakfast.
Is it too much protein?
I don't...
Too much protein?
I don't know, but I feel stupid.
Okay.
I'm stupid full.
Okay.
I'm miserable.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, man, I could go back and finish my plate. because I couldn't even finish my plate.
No,
I
couldn't
had to
either.
Leave food on my plate.
Yeah, I have a little few bites of Salisbury steak left.
It was amazing. I don't know why it tasted so good, but you know how every once in a while some meal just tastes better than it should.
Yeah.
Because we've had Salisbury steak before.
Oh, absolutely.
Didn't we have that for our prison meal?
Maybe.
I don't remember. But anyway, I know we've had it, but it was not nearly as good as this batch.
No, this batch was especially, it was the gravy that I made.
Yes, ma'am. And
I was at the meat store and I was like, oh, I need to pick up like a gravy packet. It's like, I'm not like good at making gravy from scratch. Like I can do it, but like sometimes my pan's too hot and the meat gets all kind of crunchy and like then like the fat's all burned off.
Yeah.
So it's not right to make gravy.
Right. Sure.
So first of all, when I was at the store, I was like, you know what I just put in the cabinet was a pack of onion soup mix. I'm going to use that onion soup mix and make gravy out of it. And I'll, you know, just kind of go from there. And I, because I don't make a good gravy, I made a slurry, cornstarch, water, and onion soup mix slurry.
Yeah.
And that's how I got my gravy.
Well, that's how you make gravy.
Well, I don't know. I've done it making the roux in the pan before. And it's not as hard as I make it, but I make it too hard. And I didn't want to burn anything. Okay. So anyways, that's why I made the slurry.
And man, oh
and it
man.
Was so good.
It was delicious. It was beyond delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wrongly delicious. Okay, Metacritic. What did I have about? Metacritic was kind of iffy on this one.
Yeah.
But they only had 28 reviews.
Oh.
So how can you even make a review when you have only 28 opinions?
Oh.
You know, that's not.
Yeah.
But, you know, but they only had 57 out of 100, so.
Right.
You know, that's almost 50%, you know, so. Rolling Stone liked it. 3 out of 4 stars.
Okay.
Roger Ebert even gave it 3 out of 4 stars.
Wow, he doesn't like anything.
He doesn't. So I was pretty surprised to see that. And I wrote it down.
Yeah.
And our director received the Bram Stoker Award for the best screenplay that year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and a couple of times we've seen movies with where the screenplay received the Bram Stoker Award. So, you know, and the sequel that's mentioned at the end.
Yeah, Baba Nosferatu, Curse of the She-Vampires.
Yes, they had talked about making it. But in 2007, Bruce Campbell stepped out.
Oh.
Apparently him and the director were having a little bit of, you know, back and forthing, you know, not Bruce wanted this, he wanted that, you know. And he thought to, rather than ruin the friendship that he had with the director, he stepped out.
Oh, okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So it really never turned into a sequel.
No,
so.
and it's probably for the best because sequels made so far out of time are terrible.
Right. And 2007, that's only 5 years, but...
But
that's too long.
It's too long. And it's never been made. If they started to make it today, it would be way too much time out of time.
Right. Absolutely. But in 2017, it turned into some novellas.
Oh, okay.
And 2018, IDW Publishers did a limited series.
Okay.
On that adaptation of that.
Oh, cool.
2019, Dynamic Entertainment also did a crossover miniseries, Army of Darkness / Bubba Hotep.
Oh, okay.
Which I think that's kind of funny. I mean,
would Elvis be fighting the Deadites?
How could Elvis be fighting?
Would Elvis go back in time and fight the Deadites?
Well, Bruce Campbell did, didn't he?
That's what Army of Darkness was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would Bruce Campbell and Elvis be on the same team?
Oh, I don't know.
Or would they be fighting each other?
They could be fighting each other.
I don't know. I was a little bit confused there. But, you know, not being an Army of Darkness big fan, you know, having only seen one movie, now I'm an expert.
You've seen Army of Darkness.
Right. I only saw one movie.
Yeah. That was the end of the trilogy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's no Elvis music in the Elvis movie.
I saw that. I wrote that down.
Because of the cost.
Cascarelli explained that it would have cost half the whole budget for one song.
Right. Right. Well, half the whole budget. That's 250.
At least 250.
Maybe it was only 500,000.
I don't know.
500 million. 500,000.
500,000.
You know, me and zeros don't. You
I know.
I'm always confused with the zeros.
They don't compute.
They don't compute.
And did you notice that when they had the 24-hour Elvis movie marathon, that though all those movies weren't Elvis movies?
Nope.
It was just kind of dudes that looked vaguely like Elvis,
right,
from the back.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. That was on purpose.
And girls from the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it was. There were no Elvis, nothing that even looked like an Elvis movie to me.
Uh-uh.
I did notice that.
In fact, the only thing that looked like Elvis were his sequin jumpsuits.
Yes. Yes. That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, what's the deal? What's the deal? And the music, the rest of the music was by Brian Tyler.
Okay.
And basically what the internet thought of the music as is haunting, and I absolutely agree with that. I thought that the music absolutely heightened the, you know, chill effect.
I think Brian Tyler just did music for a movie I just saw.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not write any of it. He too has had lots of music, movie music, but I didn't write any of it down.
He did. He did the we went and saw Abigail in the theater. The basic plot of that movie is that a put together group of criminals are hand selected to form this super group of criminals to kidnap a rich guy's daughter.
Yeah, I heard you just talked about this.
And the rich guy's daughter is not exactly who she says she is. And the rich guy himself is not who they think he is.
Oh. Oh, interesting.
And then it all goes from
and
there.
He
all
did...
goes to shit.
Just like everything else.
So Brian Tyler did the movie, the music for that movie, and the music in that movie was great.
Okay. Nice. But, you know, okay, so that's all I could really find out about.
Well, he did a lot of music. Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Yeah, I told you, he did a lot. He's done a lot of
a
music.
A lot of Marvel. Thor, The Dark World.
Yes, yes.
Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3, though, the music... The soundtrack music in that movie was terrible. Like, the first two movies are all full of AC/DC. This movie hardly had any AC/DC music. It was terrible.
Maybe they ran out of money.
For a Marvel movie, absolutely not.
Okay.
He did the music for John Dies at the End.
Yes. Yes. Like I said, he's done a lot. And I'm surprised that we haven't seen him before in movies that we have watched.
Yeah.
Because I did not recognize him from before.
Still a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Goddamn. A lot of the Fast and Furious movies.
Yep.
Good for him. Making some money.
And speaking of Fast and Furious movies, that kind of brings us to this little side story that I learned about. I was listening to NPR yesterday.
Okay.
And they were talking about... Well, it was an old interview from Roger Corman, and he died this week. Well, not this week, May 8th.
Okay. I got mashed potato all over my shirt. How did that happen? Am I a little kid? It's all over my shirt.
Well, you know what? It was good enough to wear.
God damn it. Okay, please go on. Don't mind me.
Roger Corman died May 8th at 98.
98. That man held in there.
Yep. He's known as the Pope of pop cinema.
Absolutely.
The spiritual godfather of New Hollywood. We've talked a lot about New Hollywood stuff.
If there was no Roger Corman, there would be no movies as we know them.
Nope.
And absolutely not.
He is the king of the cult movie.
Absolutely.
He was born in Detroit. He was a director, producer, actor, Stanford grad, Navy veteran.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He mentored or launched careers for many, many, many actors that we know. Francis Ford Coppola, Martin Scorsese for directing, Ron Howard, Peter Fonda, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper, Bruce Dern, Diane Ladd, William Shatner.
Holy crap, okay.
They were all as young stars in his movies. And, of course, the one that I recognize is the 1960 Little Shop of Horrors.
I just read that he was also famous for handling the U.S. distribution of many films by noted foreign directors like Fellini?
Yes.
Bergman?
Yes.
Truffaut?
Yes.
Kurosawa?
Yes.
Holy crap!
He was not making... I think he was not reaching his potential on the movies that he was making. And he learned that there were many foreign movies that were not being distributed here in the United States because there was no distributor. And he started distributing those movies because he thought that they were important.
Yeah.
He also did some acting. He was in Godfather Part 2.
Okay.
Silence of the Lambs.
Sure.
Philadelphia, Apollo 13. There were others, but those were the ones that I recognized.
His little bit roles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because, like, I don't think I could pick him out of a crowd if you showed me a picture of him. You know what I mean?
He talked about some of the parts he did, and he was the FBI director in Silence of the Lambs, maybe?
Okay, that makes sense.
I've not seen that movie, so I don't, and I didn't write that down.
Jodie Foster's an FBI agent. That's...
Okay, okay. Yeah. Then, yes, that's...
So that her was, boss.
Right.
Okay.
Which you didn't see him a lot because it was her movie.
Right.
Let's see. I got a lot of stuff about his, how he started. He started in 1948. At 20th Century Fox as a messenger in the mailroom for, get this, $32.50 a week. I bet you he was living high.
I bet.
And then he started working with a literary agent, Dick Hyland. And that's when he wrote his first screenplay.
Okay.
And Dick Hyland bought it for $2,000 and they made it into a movie. And he used the $12,000 he got from that to really start in his first science fiction movie.
Okay.
It's called Monsters of the Ocean Floor.
Sure.
Which, means nothing to me. And he made enough money to do another movie. 1955, The Fast and the Furious.
Okay.
And that's where your movie came from. In 2001, Neil Moritz?
Sure.
I don't know. And Universal Pictures licensed the name from him.
Yeah, and they've made a million Fast and Furious movies.
Yep. Yep. He's known for his quick, cheap movies.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of making two movies at one time.
Oh, absolutely.
He said in the interview that if I'm going to spend that much money to go to a location and take a film crew, I'm going to go ahead and do two movies in a row and amortize my money that way. And I thought, good for you, dude.
Yeah.
That there's too much waste in movies, I think.
Yeah.
So he's and also the fact that he's real big on quick films.
Yeah, a lot of practical effects stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors is reputed to have been shot in 2 days and one night.
Oof. Okay.
I can't even imagine how, but he's a big fan of one and done.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand why it takes an actor 3, 4, 5, 10 times to do a scene when that's their job. Apparently they're not doing their job well. But anyway, that's my opinion. There was some later in his life, there was some excitement. He had 4 children, 2 daughters and 2 sons. Is she attacking you?
Yes. Oh, I think I might be dying.
Oh, no. Did she break skin?
A little bit.
Lola. She's all charged up today.
She is.
What do you know? But his
his children. He's got 4 children.
4 children, 2 daughters and 2 sons. And in his obituary, it only spoke of his 2 daughters.
Oh, okay.
So you know, along the way, his it said his family sued him. The children sued the family. I guess they were in business together and sued because he sold this or that. And I thought, you know, that's pretty sad. You know, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Your parents' money is your parents' money. If you're part of the business.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you should know your part in it. But, you know, he was married in 1970 to Julie Halloran until his death.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
'Cause how many people are married 54 years anymore?
Hardly any. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, that kind of
but yeah, the death of Roger Corman fits into all of this.
Absolutely. I thought that when I heard that interview and it struck a note on me when I was listening to it, I thought, oh my goodness, how well does that fit into what we're going to talk about?
Because if there was no Roger Corman, there wouldn't be movies like this.
No. He was one of the first comedy horror directors.
Yeah.
Which sounds like an oxymoron to me. How can you have comedy in a horror movie?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, easily.
There's a movie called Tucker and Dave versus Evil, and it's about these two guys. They spend all of their savings on this fishing cabin, and they're stoked to go fix it up. And they get there, and this cabin is the craziest thing they've ever seen.
She's coming for you.
I know. Fight on this arm. It doesn't hurt. My right arm is killing me. And they're going to go fix up this cabin, but along the way they keep running into the same group of kids, and the same group of kids are like, oh my god, these hillbillies are going to kill us, and they're terrified of them.
Okay.
And because of their fear of the hillbillies, and the hillbillies just kind of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, people are dying. It's all very funny. And it turns out that one of the kids is a psychopath. It's very fun. Because these two guys, they're just trying to set up their fishing cabin. This is their dream, is to just have this cabin where they can go to anytime they want and just relax. And
nice.
These kids just keep coming out of nowhere, scared to death of these two men. And these two men have no idea what the hell these kids are on. What the hell are these kids on? Why? First, why are they here? Second of all, why are they crazy? And it's very funny.
All right. I can imagine. Well, I thought there were pretty funny parts in this movie, too. And, you know, they're pretty scary parts in this movie.
Right, but like without comedy horror, we wouldn't have Evil Dead. We wouldn't have Army of Darkness. We wouldn't have stuff like that.
Yes, I understand that. I get it. I get it absolutely. So yay to him for figuring that out.
Yeah.
and bringing it to our attention.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people love that little Shop of Horrors movie.
Roger Corman did a lot of weird stuff too, like real cheap horror that's real bloody without having a whole lot of substance. And that's kind of where horror was born from.
Okay.
It went from the Universal stuff in the 40s, 30s and 40s to, you know, the 60s with just kind of horror with no plot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's been a whole trajectory.
All right. Interesting.
Well, all I got is a little bit of trivia left for the movie. Okay. Some of it we've already even talked about. To help promote the film, Bruce Campbell brought the movie along on his book tour when he wrote his autobiography, If Chins Could Kill, Confessions of a B-Movie Actor.
Is that the name of his book?
Yeah.
If I have Chins to go Could get Kill. That. I have to get that.
The trailer park explosion was done in one take.
Yeah.
It had to be, right?
Right.
Honey, you can't be on my computer. Okay. Go there. The only question Bruce Campbell had asked Don Coscarelli before accepting the role of Elvis was, are you going to show the penis?
No, it was much more exciting this way.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Just thinking about it? Yeah. Without having to see it? Absolutely. It was filmed over 30 days, an unusually long schedule for such a low-budget film.
Wow, okay. Yeah, we talked about that. I mean, 30 days, that's...
Yeah.
That is a long time.
And there... The original script versus the subsequent movie, the only character that didn't make it from the page to the film,
yes,
was an old lady who believed that she was a transgender John Dillinger.
Yes, I read that and I thought, oh, that's funny. But then I thought the lady that first walked by, I thought, I wonder if that was her, you know, the first old lady to walk by.
Yeah.
You know, that stole the candy and the glasses.
The glasses from the iron lung?
Yes. I wondered if that was her. John Dillinger.
I don't know. But I think that if they had too many, like, little cheeky nods like that,
right,
it would have been too much.
Right. And I like the way they had the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a part of it.
Right. Most of the movie was shot at an abandoned veterans hospital in L.A. Three wings in a hallway or something like that is what I read.
Okay.
That's what they used for the nursing home.
All right. The front, the facade of it would look, you know, like a home, and the back part of it was just hallways.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Ozzie Davis could have been JFK. They were born the same year.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
1917, I think is what I read.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Did you notice the pictures on JFK's walls?
Yes.
They were Clay Shaw, David Ferry, Jack Ruby, and Lee Harvey Oswald.
Huh?
All of whom have been believed at some time have been involved in the assassination of JFK.
All conspirators, yes. I noticed that first thing.
KNB Effects. Did you see that name in the credits?
Yes,
I did. Agreed to make the Bubba Hotep makeup and costume for cost of material.
Wow.
As a favor to Don Coscarelli.
Holy, that's why they got away with so little money.
Yeah.
Wow.
The makeup effects were mostly free. Yeah. Well, mostly just at cost.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. But, wow. Right at the very end, I could, you know, when they were fighting, I could see, like, the man under the costume.
Oh, yeah.
But I was looking for stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so, wow. Wow. Cool.
And the last thing I wrote down is that there is actually a Mud Creek, Texas.
No way, really?
But it's not in the eastern part of the state.
Okay.
Where I guess this movie was set.
Yep. East Texas. Yeah, yeah, that's what it said.
But that's all I wrote down. That was basically all there was.
Yes. It, like I said, I found the same thing. I looked on the IMDb. I looked on, you know, Wiki. It was thin pickings.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe this director is kind of, you know, he doesn't want it, his business out in public. So
that's fine.
Yeah. So maybe that's why it was so, we had so few things to.
I did read that his parents were Italian, something or other, that were in Libya when he was born. He was born in Libya.
They like moved to from Italy to Libya. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was raised in Southern California.
Yeah. So how'd they get from Libya to Southern California?
That's crazy to me.
And why would they go from Italy to Libya?
I don't know.
What's in Libya?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
That's in Africa, isn't it?
Yes.
Who would want to move there? It's so hot.
So hot.
Okay.
I don't know why anybody wants to live anywhere equatorial. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Ugh.
Although, you know, I've been to Puerto Rico many times. And I am all for sunny and 70, 80 degrees every day. I'm all for it.
Oof.
Because the wind always blows there. It's always a cooling wind. I would go back to Puerto Rico. If I spoke Spanish, I would go back to Puerto Rico and live.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
It also gets hit by hurricanes.
Well, and that's why Dan moved back to the States.
An island in the Atlantic.
Yeah, too many things happened. And their whole system, everything was
infrastructure.
You know, the whole infrastructure was just unretrievable.
Yeah.
So, you know, we drive down the street and, you know, you look up at the wires. Like, we have wires, two or three wires to go to everybody's house. Well, there were 15 or 20.
Oof.
You know, there were just gobs of wires on the poles.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what that meant, but, you know, yeah, it's beautiful there. But that would be about the, it would have to be somewhere on an ocean where there was a breeze to keep it cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. But
somebody talked about, I don't know why we were talking about Vegas, but we were talking about Vegas. And it's like, would you ever go? And I'm like, in the winter, I'd think about it. Because I'm not going to the desert.
It's hot in the winter there, isn't it?
In the fucking summertime.
I think it's hot there in the winter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's probably like our springtime.
Maybe.
Which would be fine. That's, springtime is fine for me. Full on summer? Absolutely not.
And I don't have that kind of money that I want to waste to stay in the casino 24/7.
Ooh. No, because I could see myself going crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know.
I don't party like that. Like, I don't drink like that anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, no.
Like, it's kind of like stuff. Party vacations like that are kind of a waste on me.
Yeah.
I want to be in bed.
One cocktail a week is about as good enough for me.
Yeah.
And I do. I like to go to bed early.
Yeah.
Imagine the food would be fabulous there.
Yeah, but there's probably not $2 buffets anymore now that $2 ain't shit.
Right, right. $2 are just pennies. Rub them together. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to New York. I don't want to go to Los Angeles.
No, plus all those people, it's dirty.
Yeah.
People.
I don't want to go to Texas because they got a crazy governor.
They got bugs. They got bugs the size of your head in Texas. Absolutely not.
Yuck, nope. I wouldn't want, nope. Mm-mm. Sorry, Dave Rausch. I don't want to go to Texas to see you.
Absolutely not.
He's lived there for a long time.
That's only the strong survive, and I am not strong.
Woo. Well, I guess so. Okay. Yeah, no, that bug that was in that,
that giant scarab.
Giant scarab.
With its head, like, popping out, like, what's up? I'm ready to fight you. When it's when he traps it in the bedpan and it's like holding itself up in the bedpan. Oh my god.
Don't turn it off.
It was
just
so
take
funny.
It, throw it out the window and slam the window shut. Don't
just,
even look
just
for
put
it.
It down. Just put it down on its face and just leave it.
Yeah.
Just let it die eventually.
Oh, that was pretty. Yeah, that was the worst part of the movie, that scarab that kept turning up.
Yeah. Ugh.
Bugs, not me. Mm-mm. Not for me.
No.
But yeah, interesting. Such things. So yeah, we didn't do a TikTok today.
We did not, because what were we going to do? Roll ourselves up like a mummy?
I thought about that.
I did too. But then I was just like, first of all, I don't have enough ace bandage.
Right.
Second of all, who wants to do that?
Right. And then I thought, neither one of us looks like Elvis in any way.
No. Well, and then also it was just like, I don't want to wrap mom up like a mummy, which means that I would have to wrap up like a mummy. And then I wouldn't be able to operate the machinery wrapped
right.
up like a mummy.
No, there's only one mummy. You could have been the scarab. How could you make your head pop up like that?
I'm not going to
try. No, never mind. That wouldn't work. You could be the nurse.
No.
She was a little bit frightening.
I think it's just because she was a nurse.
Okay. Yeah, so we didn't do anything. Although, you know, it's too bad you can't see my new eyebrows.
Mom got fancy new eyebrows.
I do.
And they are striking.
I'm pretty excited about them. I do hope they tan down a little.
They will.
Okay.
They will.
Trust the process.
Yeah, trust the process.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah, they're okay. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Stop touching them.
Why?
Because you don't want to get them all yucky.
Oh, okay. Can I rub them off?
No, but...
Okay.
You don't want to work up scabs or anything.
No, because I don't have any scabs. So don't get your face wet if there's scabs. Okay, first off, how do you know if there's a scab?
I'm sure you would feel it.
Would you?
I'm sure.
Because there's nothing. There's nothing there.
Yeah. No, they look great.
I'm pretty excited about them. When your face gets calmed down, would you do them?
Maybe.
It was not painful. It was a little, it was odd feeling, you know?
Yeah.
It just felt like somebody was picking at my face a little.
Huh.
Think about it.
Okay.
Think hard, because I like them.
Because my eyebrows are basically white. And I go, and when I get my hair cut, I usually get them waxed and dyed,
yeah.
But... You know, that dye only lasts for a couple washes.
Right. Right. That's pretty thin hair there.
Yeah.
She left my eyebrows on.
Yeah.
She colored around, you know, under it.
Hmm.
You can either, you can shave them off or you can have them left, the brows left on.
Yeah. I think I would look weird with shaved off eyebrows.
No, you wouldn't, because the eyebrows are there.
They're drawn on anyway.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so this makes me think about, do I want other permanent makeup? But then, you know, she has all kinds of beautiful lip colors. Then I thought, I can't even imagine how much it would hurt my lips.
Because getting my lip pierced both times was hard.
Yeah.
It was painful.
Yeah. And, you know, my eyebrows were, it was a little uncomfortable, but not painful. But, my eyebrows are on my regular face out skin.
Right.
I can't even imagine my...
That lip skin. Because you know how much it hurts when you get like that weird piece of lip skin that won't pull off?
Yeah, and then you pull it off and...
Your whole mouth hurts?
Yes, and it's bleeding like a whatever.
Yeah.
All that blood from one little chapped skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. No, that would... No. What other kind of permanent? I'm not having anybody doing tattoos around my eyes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
not.
Hell no.
Mm-mm.
My eyebrows are as close to my eyes as going to happen.
Because, like, I can't wear, like, regular eyeliner because my eyes are so sensitive. Like, I couldn't imagine just how aggravating that would be.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I have to wear, like, specialty vegan mascara because my eyes just burn.
Oh, yes, I understand that because I am bothered by mascara a lot.
Oh, well then buy a tube of that stuff, the stuff that I use. It's lovely.
But I like the stuff I wear.
Okay.
Haven't you seen me sitting here with my drippy eyes? I've got mascara on today, too.
Yeah, Mom's got a full face on. She full looks face. Great. Yep. Her hair's done.
Yeah, I did my hair.
She looks great.
Full face of makeup. I put a little bit better shirt on than I usually wear.
I thought we should just do a TikTok just because she looks so good today. For the only reason.
Thank you, Lex. I love you, too.
You look great.
Thanks.
My eyebrows are fabulous.
Thanks. I'm pretty excited about them.
Yeah.
Can't wait for you to see them in the next TikTok.
Yeah.
We'll do a TikTok. We love our TikToks. Yeah, we're going to have to do a TikTok before the government does their thing. Holy shit. I can't believe the audacity of our government to say that some company in some other country has to sell out because they're worried about our information. Well, it's too late. Our information is out.
Have you ever used a credit card on your computer? Your information is out there. It's out there. Have you ever looked at your email? Your information is out there.
The next thing is the government.
Have you ever put your birth date into anything on the computer? Everybody has it.
Yep.
It's not hard to find.
Is the next thing the government's going to have to sell demand that they sell is the dark web?
Oh, Christ. You know? The government is still denying that the dark web exists.
Right. And we did not get TikTok off the dark web.
Absolutely not. And, you know, if you want to find my information, it's not hard. Just go find it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Please don't steal my identity, though. I finally got good credit.
I did until I missed one credit card payment. Then I don't have so much good credit. And it's only because goddamn fee.
That's so crazy to me.
Well, teach me. Look at every credit card every month.
That's so crazy to me.
I know. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to get another card without a fee. Goodbye card that caused me grief.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You're right. I got good credit. Don't steal my credit.
I've worked so hard.
Yeah.
I've gone without.
Right.
I'm a fancy bitch.
Oh, my gosh. I know, honey. I know. You come by it, honestly. Like mother, like daughter, you know. Oh, dear. But yeah, we are. We are. So, whatever. You know, whatever. But our government saying some company.
Yeah. Because we're worried about China having our information.
Right.
You should be more worried about, you know.
Right.
The hackers that our government, you know, employs. We should be worried about those people.
Right. And then the very next thing on the news is talking about scams and how people are getting ripped off from scams. Shouldn't they be worrying about that?
No, we're not going to worry about that.
You know, I don't know. I hope I never get caught in a scam because I don't understand how people can do that. I mean, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. You know, it is. Now, what's this new thing? Pig skinning or something?
Christ, are you talking about?
This new scam stuff. They're hitting richer people. People who are well-educated, doctors and lawyers, and they're taking millions from them.
Oh, well, those are the people that should be getting scammed in the first place, not me with my $25. Leave my $25 alone. Go talk to Elon Musk.
Right. I bet you could scam him.
He's an idiot.
I think so. Have you heard him speak on the television? Good Lord.
He's crazy.
Oh, I know.
Justin likes, he's just like, Elon Musk is just Eurotrash. I was just like, you know that Elon Musk is not European, right? He's just like, well, what the hell is he? I was like, he's from South Africa. And he's just like, he's Eurotrash. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Sure.
All righty then. All righty. But yeah, I mean, you're not, there's no investment where you're going to make 50% on, period.
Right.
You know, if you can get 0.5% on something, that's about the best you're going to make.
Right.
So don't think that you're smarter than the average bear. Just to give this money to somebody they don't know. I don't understand. And all the women, you know, having worked at different places that did Western Union all the time, I can't believe the people that send money to their fiancés or their boyfriends or girlfriends in this or that country, they've never met them.
Right.
Can that be your boyfriend or your girlfriend?
Right, right.
It's your phone friend.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I always feel sorry for those people. Not because they're losing their money, but because they're so stupid.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. God, I hope I never get caught up in it. Now this AI, how do you even know this AI stuff now? My first call would be to whoever they say they're calling for. Hang up your phone and call that person.
Yeah.
If you need money, I'll drive it over to you right now.
Right.
I'll get in my car and drive it over to you.
Yeah, I'm not going to text you from an unknown number that right. I need money.
Right. I will drive it.
In fact, I wouldn't even call you. I would come to your house to beg you.
Yep. Mom, I need $10,000. Okay. Let's go to the bank. We'll get it right now.
Yeah. Let's take care of that.
Or I need another $25. Okay.
Yeah. I need to double my wealth, please.
Right. I'm all right with that.
Give me that $25.
I'll go into my secret hiding place where I pay my lawn guy every week. I think I got $25
nice.
In there.
Day made.
Yep. So now you can double your money there.
Yes.
But feel free to take it because you know where I keep my lawn guy money.
Yep, I know exactly where you keep
it. Yeah, so feel free. I'll put another $20 in there.
Yep.
I love my lawn guy. My lawn always looks nice.
Yeah. My lawn guy's a jackass.
Yeah. Well, he works for food, so.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem.
Probably.
I could send my lawn guy over.
My lawn guy would be very upset if I took your lawn guy.
Why?
Because that's spending money on things that he can do himself.
It's not that much money.
And
it's very cost effective. He comes to my house, spends 20 minutes, and my lawn looks beautiful.
It's taken a week, and he said he's going to mow the lawn today, so it's going to take another, you know, 10, 15 hours.
It's supposed to rain today.
Sure. And then it's going to take another week to work up to it. Then we're going to have to work up all day to it. And we're going to mow the lawn at 6 or 7 o'clock at night when we're near passing out.
He was mowing their lawn yesterday. Yesterday? Day before yesterday. At 8 o'clock at night. Somebody's out there mowing their lawn. I thought, what the hell?
Sun's still up.
It was as light as day.
I woke up about 9:30. And the only reason I knew it was 9:30 is because the TV had turned to the Roku save screen.
Thing, yeah.
And I had to turn it, I had to hit the home screen to turn it back to the home screen, and it says the time on the home screen.
Right.
But
right.
I looked outside, it was bright.
Yes.
It was at 9:30 at night.
Yes, it's still light. Well, it's not real bright, but it's not dark.
No.
Yeah, 9:30, yeah. But mowing the lawn, the kids were out last night running up and down, and I thought those kids should be getting in bed to go, oh wait, tomorrow's Saturday.
Yeah.
Let them run up and down the driveway, yelling and screaming. And
your little neighbor kids?
Yeah.
Those kids are so cute.
They are. And you know what? I know the screaming and the yelling bothers a lot of people, but not me. You know, they're having fun.
Yeah.
Let them scream their fool heads off.
Yeah.
Because when you get to be an adult, you cannot run around screaming your fool head off.
Right. Exactly. And when I had come over to your house, and there were no lights. I had the windows open. I had the door open.
Yeah.
And Reginald Manchego was sitting in the doorway. Uh-huh. And the little kids were running around the neighborhood. And like four or five kids came up on the porch and were tapping on the glass. And meow, meow, meow.
Oh, my God.
It was adorable. Justin's like, what the fuck are little kids doing? Why didn't you tell them to go away? And I was like, because they were talking to the cat. They were having a good time. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? They weren't hurting my feelings.
Nope. 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 Not at all. Yeah, I don't mind them when they're running up, driving the bikes in my yard. It's the yard. Who cares?
I did. This is a while ago. Two girls had knocked on the front door, and I don't normally open the front door, but I randomly opened the door, and they're like, can you drive us to the mall? And I said, absolutely not. And they're like, why? And I said, you're strangers. I said, I'm not taking anybody in my car.
That's crazy. Were they young or teenagers?
They were young teenagers. They weren't like...
Not driving teenagers.
Right. Well, they... Yeah, I don't think they were driving teenagers.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Like,
first of all, how the hell did you get here?
Right. Right. Do you live around here?
Yeah. I was like, turn left on this side street and walk a mile down. The mall is just over there.
Right there.
It's a mile away. And they're like, and I'm like, I'm not taking you anywhere.
Yeah. Goodbye. My God, that was weird.
Could
yeah.
you imagine me with two unknown minors in my car? Absolutely not.
No, hell no.
I was just waiting to see a cop just like creeping around like, oh, they didn't get you. Oh, too bad. They'll get somebody else.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I was like, what the fuck is happening here?
Exactly. And why did you open the door?
I don't know why I opened the door.
Interesting. Yeah, I never open my door when somebody knocks. And I don't have a doorbell either, so.
Yeah, we don't have a doorbell. You know, at one time, it was late at night, and Justin opened the door. I made Justin open the door, because we had just, this was when our schedule was completely different, and he had just kind of laid down, and somebody knocked on the door, and I said, Justin, get out here. And he's standing there in his underwear opening the door like, what do you want? And it was a girl. She said, hey, I dropped my phone a little ways back. She's like, do you have a flashlight I can borrow? And at the time, we didn't have a good flashlight. We had a super shitty one.
Right.
And he's just like, this is all I got. Like, you got to shake it a lot to use it. And she was just like, oh, okay. And she's like, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. And he's just like, okay, just, you know, leave it on the porch. She's like, okay. And he shut the door. The girl left. We woke up the next morning. The flashlight was on the porch.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Yeah.
I never open. I call the police when somebody knocks on my door at night. Uh-uh. I don't play that game.
Which is so funny. It's like, we have seen enough horror movies to know not to do that, but we still did it.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Oh, man.
But I think in the case of both of us being awake and alert, I think if it were somebody that were just like trying to invade our home, we'd have a fighting chance, both of us.
Right.
If it were one or the other of us, I don't think either of us would have a chance. Right. Justin would have more of a chance than I would, but together, I think we would have a fighting chance if it were somebody knocking and then to come in.
Right. And your house is kind of a non-threatening looking house.
Yeah.
You know, I think some of these other houses around here that are so well manicured and, you know, fussy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't knock on any of those doors.
Uh-uh.
They're going, only crazy people live in there. Your house is just non-threatening. Maybe that's why.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Weird.
Yeah.
And you're across from a big church, one of those mega churches.
And the church is well lit.
Yeah.
At night. It's very well lit. So it's, you know, it's not dark around here.
Right, right, right.
But if you asked me, my house is the scariest house on the street. Because it doesn't look like somebody takes care of it very well. Like, everybody else's house is well taken care of. Like, the lady next door, her garden hasn't started yet. And we were wondering, like, is she sick or something? Because her garden has, she's got those bags of mulch hanging out. And they've been hanging out. And we had wondered why that hadn't started yet.
Oh. Because I have my tomato and pepper plants in.
Oh, good. So, you know, all these well manicured, taken care of houses, and then there's us with the fucking tree growing in the hedges and the tree growing out of those hedges. And
I guess your front door is kind of dark because it's under the big old pine tree.
Right. And I don't have a front light. That front light doesn't work.
Oh.
The whole fixture's fucked up. And
oh,
I've thought about having somebody come over and look at it, but then, you know, I think about it and then I don't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, hey, yeah, you come by that honestly, too.
And that's one of those things where, like, again, I would have to have somebody come over on a Saturday morning when Justin wasn't here so I didn't have to hear about me
right.
wasting money on stupid shit
right.
that we don't need to worry about.
I get it.
But then Justin also, if he goes to bed and I'm not home, the whole place is pitch black. I walk into a dark house.
Oh no.
And he doesn't understand because he is fine walking into a dark house. He's not scared, but he doesn't understand for me how
right.
scary it is to walk into
oh, golly.
A dark house. What the fuck's waiting in the dark for me?
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
worst of it.
It's the only time my lights are on is when I'm not home.
Right.
Because I don't like walking into a dark house.
No.
But I'll sit in a dark house.
And I have lots of light on today because I wanted to be able to... It's kind of dark outside, and I wanted to be able to read our notes. And it was really dark in here this morning.
Oh.
That's why
yeah,
I have so
not,
much light
it's
on.
It's not... What is it? Is it 10 o'clock? It's not very light outside.
It's 10:45.
Jesus. It was... The fog was pretty heavy this morning.
It was really thick.
And I was a little startled by that. I did not watch the news last night. So I didn't know. I did not expect to see the fog like as heavy as it was this morning.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it, baby. I'll sit in a dark house, but I don't like to walk into
it. Walking into it. He doesn't understand. And I think we were talking about when we had seen Abigail.
Yeah.
We were talking about the kind of vampires. You know, there's so many different there's that Nosferatu vampire that
right.
looks like a rat with his teeth all crazy.
Yeah.
And then there's like that wolfy type of vampire that just it looks aggressive and their teeth are all of their teeth are sharp.
Yeah.
And then there's the gentleman vampire that you know is dangerous by looking at him, but you don't know why he's dangerous.
Right.
And I, he was just like, well, I like the ones that look like animals. And I said, I prefer the ones that look like humans because you don't necessarily think automatically that the human is the animal.
Right. They're the scarier ones.
And he said, all of these are just morality tales that men are dangerous.
Right. Okay.
And
yep.
he was just like. Oh, I've never thought about it like that. I said, yeah, think about it. That Nosferatu, he looks like an animal. You know he's going to kill you.
Right.
Bela Lugosi looks like a gentleman. He looks like a stately man that would take you out dinner and dancing.
Right.
He doesn't look like he is going to kill
no,
you.
No, he does not look like the killer.
But he will.
Yep.
So what's more dangerous, the man that looks like an animal or the man that doesn't?
Right.
And yeah, so that was a whole.
Yikes.
Yeah. The whole morality tale that men are just animals and they're dangerous.
Crazy. Crazy.
So keep that in mind, ladies.
Yes. Yes. That's absolutely correct.
Speaking of which, we don't have another movie lined up like we did
no.
this week.
No.
So we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
At some point, we're going to have to watch Big Lebowski. I don't know. I have to work up to something like that, mostly because we have to drink a White Russian, and God damn it, I hate a White Russian.
Yeah, I'm not. That's got milk in it, doesn't it?
First of all, I don't like a White Russian because I don't like the way it tastes. Second of all, it's going to make me shit my pants.
Right. Yeah, me too.
But we're going to have White Russians.
Okay. Well, we could try it with soy milk. Or almond milk.
Oof.
I can't drink coconut milk now because it's just like regular milk to me now.
Oof, gross.
So we'll have to try, I like coconut milk. So we'll have to try almond milk or soy milk.
Oof, okay.
I'm running out of milks.
Egads. Okay.
What is that buzzing sound?
The refrigerator.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, when
it's
did
re
it...
it's oh it it's always been that way.
Okay.
It gets real loud. It's thinking about making ice.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nice.
It gets real loud. Sometimes you don't hear it at all. Sometimes it's pervasive.
Why do I hear that inside my head here?
It's pervasive.
Okay. I don't know how I can hear it because all I can hear is us. You know?
Right.
As is supposed to happen
because it's
when
that,
we're recording.
That ambient noise.
It's there. It's there in my feet or something.
Yeah. You can feel it in your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. Think of something.
We'll think of something. We'll have something fun.
Thanks, Chris, for suggesting this. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought this was fun.
This was on my short list.
Okay. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That you would know a movie Chris has seen. So
why wouldn't I know a movie that she's seen?
Right.
I know movies.
I know. I know. What was the other movie? She did something in The Girl. Lars and the Real Girl.
It's about a guy and his sex doll.
Yeah, why would that be of interest to us?
I don't know.
But we may watch it. Who knows? You never know.
It's got Ryan Gosling. I don't like his face.
Yeah. Who would think we would watch this? And we've got to watch that movie that other person on TikTok told us we needed to watch.
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
It's so funny. I watched that after you left last week.
Yeah.
The week we watched Terminator.
2 weeks ago.
It stood out. It was pretty good.
Okay. We've got to watch it. I mean, if somebody suggests that, we've got to honor that, don't we?
I would think so.
Even though it's not a cult classic.
It's not.
It will be. I know, me too. I thought, I'm going to look on a different list than Lex said. And it said, it's on this list instead of that list. So, I mean, if they suggest it, I think we should honor that. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Especially everybody I talk to that I say that we watch Terminator 1. Oh, Terminator 2 is much better.
See, I told you.
Everybody I have said that to. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy to me.
It's because the T-1000 is so scary.
Okay.
He's one of those unassuming men. He just looks like a man. And then he's terrifying.
Oh, okay.
And he's extra terrifying because he's liquid metal.
Oh.
He's not just a stationary robot underneath living tissue.
Yeah.
He's liquid metal. He can morph into whatever he sees.
Oh. Okay. So he fits in.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's even scarier.
Yeah. That actor went to Bowling Green State University.
No way.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Then we definitely have to watch it.
Yeah.
So we'll
it's not a local boy, but.
We'll put that on our list then.
Local boy story.
Right. Well, I mean. We say the guy that was born in Detroit's a local boy.
Yeah, because we're 45 minutes outside of Detroit.
Yeah.
We're basically a suburb.
Right. Yeah. So anybody from Bowling Green can be our...
Yeah.
Anybody from BGSU can be our neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We can do this.
Have we said our piece on Bubba Hotep?
I think so. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I would watch this again. I would have this on my TV while I'm not watching television.
Okay.
Yeah. And since I saw it was on Tubi, where else did you see it on?
Pluto.
Pluto.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both free streaming services.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. I would watch it again. I enjoyed it.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
Not as much as breakfast, though.
Breakfast was delicious.
Yow.
You want to take some home?
Yeah, I'll take my leftovers home and a little bit more. Yeah.
Awesome. Because I made extra for that.
Yikes. All right.
All right. We'll be back with something soon.
Yeah, you know us.
Yeah.
And if you have a suggestion, send it over. We'll honor it.
Yeah, we'll at least think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.